So I was not aware. Matter of fact, I think that I landed, Mike, around 11:15, and at some point I looked at social media. So I don't know exactly what time this went down, but all I know is that I saw Jake Kemp tweet something, and I immediately knew what he was talking about. Something about him being... Oh, I know what it was. It was just...
It was the Darth Vader, no!
No, yes, that's what it was. So I opened it up. I just saw, no! And I'm thinking to myself, what could this mean? Did something happen to Patrick Mahomes? No, probably not.
You know how I found out? Twitter, and it was an image that I was tagged in, and it said, this is what happened, or it said, Dingu will know what happened to Epstein. Or Epstein, and it was a picture of Bodie
from The Wire.
From The Wire, yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, was it Bodie or D'Angelo that pretended to hung
himself?
I don't
know, you saw it 40 times.
Yeah, it was D. Sorry, my bad.
But anyway, when I saw that, I deduced pretty quickly that Jeffrey Epstein had done himself in. Something that he tried to do a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I knew how bummed Jake was.
Well, he joins us now to edify further on this breaking news story. And let's just start by getting your initial reaction to this. I know you were bummed. I was bummed too.
Bummed, but also not surprised at all.
No, not surprised. I mean, really, this was the only way out for him.
By the way, did you see the latest, Jake?
No, what's up?
The latest says that the guy that was in charge of watching Jeffrey Epstein had not seen him in over 2 hours.
Yeah, because he was taken off suicide watch. His lawyers lobbied for this. They fought to have him taken off suicide watch.
And so for 2 hours, a guy that tried to kill himself and a guy that probably has the goods on you name it out there, they don't check on him for 2 hours.
Yeah, and I've had a couple people who either have family that work in corrections or that work in federal corrections that have said, well, it's actually not that uncommon for someone to be taken off suicide watch, you know, a couple weeks after an attempt. But isn't this like kind of an anomaly of a case where we might want to keep our eyes on this guy a little longer than we would D'Angelo?
Yeah, this is not a guy that got popped for, you know, muling weed across the border.
Right.
This is Jeffrey freaking Epstein, who had a sex ring that would stun a mastodon, that had clientele that would stun larger mastodon. This was a guy that mattered.
This was the man who was the virtual linchpin of RF1.
Yes!
RF1, that's right. I really don't think it's an exaggeration to say that this would have been the largest case, implication-wise, that the federal government would have ever prosecuted.
I agree.
I mean, I'm really, that sounds like hyperbole, but I don't know if there's been anything with tentacles that reach as deep as what he potentially knew or, you know, knows if he's still alive.
You know, you're making your baby cry now. She's so upset over Jeffrey Epstein.
No, she knows the deal.
Yeah, she's realizing now what her dad's into.
Yeah.
She's been pouring through the documents with me.
Jake's been reading dockets of Jeffrey Epstein.
Dockets.
Baby. Oh, there's the dog.
The dog and the baby. Sounds like Jake's the one that needs a bath.
Jeez. They don't tell you that when the teething starts, you have a real problem on your hands.
Oh, God, dude. It all just brings back horrible memories. Okay, so do you buy, though, that this was suicide?
The only way that I buy that it was suicide, which I think is a possibility, is that he knew all along that this was his end game. That he was told from day one, if you get got, you got to go. Like, we cannot have you go to court. So I don't know. I'm about 50-50 on whether or not it was suicide, but I definitely would come down on the side that if it was suicide, like someone else told him, you got to do it.
I agree with Jake. I don't think that this was a murder. I think this was a highly suggested suicide.
Yeah, I do too. If it wasn't, though, then how do you suppose this came down?
Why do you think his lawyers in the midnight hour were fighting so hard to get him off of that watch?
That makes zero sense other than the idea that they know, because...
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing. The most interesting part of this entire story to me, and it's like anything else, right? Like whenever you get Al Capone on the RICO, I just want to know where the dude got his money. And if someone could even give me like a halfway passable answer to that question, then I think I would be like, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. There are no traders or hedge fund managers who have zero patents on any of their formulas. Their client list is not public. I mean, there's absolutely zero answer as to how he got his money. And all of a sudden, you own the most expensive, largest townhouse
in Manhattan.
The history of Manhattan.
Okay, so is this full on a sex trafficking ring that has benefited him in the form of billions of dollars?
Okay, so here's my general thesis, and I think this is, if you scour the weirder parts of the internet, not something I came up with. It's, I don't know, say common knowledge, but it's that they found a guy who could facilitate this, who would be, I won't say fall guy, but like, I don't know how weird we can get it on commercial radio, but like that his entire job was to blackmail people so that he could really never like roll on anyone because, you know, he has all these materials. I mean, dude, look, they found hundreds of CDs and DVDs in his house when they searched it, and all of them had, you know, X name and X girl age, whatever, on them. So I just think he was a guy who they used, they being just like global elite, to be at the center of this entire thing and know all along that, you know, he can't go to jail. Now, the conspiracy theory kind of dies with the fact that he did go to jail. So that's the one fly in this ointment, right, is that he did ultimately get arrested. But I don't know if you've seen Alexander Acosta, who was the labor secretary for like, what, a minute?
Yes.
Before he had to resign. He presided over the 2008 Palm Springs case.
Right.
And he said at the time that he was told whenever he tried to go after Epstein that he, quote, belongs to intelligence and is, quote, above his pay grade. So the theory is that he was potentially an agent of Mossad, which is Israel's CIA, and that, you know, his entire job was to compile blackmail on the elite of the world. And, you know, you're not going to go, I don't know, I get too worked up talking about this. You're not going to go tell on someone and say, it's kind of like whenever you find your friend's dad's weed. Like, he can't come to you and be like, hey, where's my weed?
Right.
Right. Like, if you can't very well go to the cops and say, hey, I was at a sex party for underage girls this weekend.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you can't incriminate like that.
Exactly. So that's the way the whole thing works.
You
right?
quietly keep the secret, and both of you know that the other person knows, and you just kind of look at each other and go, mm-hmm.
And the fact that fact that the 2008 case wasn't even that big of a deal. Like, it was all, I mean, think about how big this case is.
As far as we knew at the time, it wasn't.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's not like that things have changed that much in the last 10 years when it comes to these stories becoming huge. And I know that there was connections to both parties back then as well as today. Now, we didn't know Clinton, you know, Big Bill was involved, that RF1 was going all over the place with Jeffrey Epstein. That I didn't have the Trump quote from 2002, which is only 6 years prior, in 2008, how much he liked Jeffrey and that, oh, yeah, but he loves those young girls. I didn't know any of that. Yeah, I didn't know any of that back then. But we sure know it now.
No, and honestly, like, if Donald Trump wasn't elected president, none of this would have come out. Because when Trump gets elected, all these, like, Pizzagate, QAnon psychopaths start, you know, investigating. And because they think that they don't understand that, like, he's part of it. So they think they're bringing down this, like, global, you know, elite sex cult or whatever. But, like, if Trump doesn't get elected, this doesn't happen.
I wonder if they realized that when he got elected, that now that he's president, things could get a little hot for them.
Well, I think these people did not anticipate the internet, right? So, like, this has been going on for 30, 40 years. Now some guy with a, you know, a Wi-Fi connection in Des Moines can actually look into things in a way that 20, 30 years ago was not possible. And they knew that they had the authorities covered, right? Like that, you know, the FBI or the CIA or the or Mossad or whatever wasn't going to look into it. But that's all you used to have to worry about. Now you kind of have to worry about everyone because anybody can look into anything now. But everything is going on out there a lot more than you're thinking.
That's right, it is.
Even though this, this effectively, obviously, it ends his prosecution, it doesn't end the investigation, right? I mean, this is going to keep going.
Well,
you're not going to hear from the horse's mouth, though.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I mean, now that he's gone, you've got. I wonder if Bill Barr's, you know, big boastful statement that the people that might have been going whoo after they found out that he died, that he was basically saying, "You don't rest assuredly tonight that we're not still coming after you." I wonder if that's some kind of crocodile tear statement.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they were saying that maybe he was going to take a deal that would have only put him in prison for 25 years, still probably till his death, so he could roll over on some other people. How much this played into the push suicide?
Well, the feds aren't pulling out because, according to the Daily Mail, a dozen agents have raided his U.S. Virgin Island private island, which is nicknamed by the Daily Mail as Pedophile Island.
Hmm.
I don't think my parents would have let me watch that if that was the show that came on after Love Boat. In
Jake,
the 70s.
Didn't he have two islands?
He did, but Little St. James is the one that is most commonly referred to, as Danny said, Pedophile Island.
I don't think it's what it's called on a map, though.
No.
But as Mike knows, I mean, those flight logs are vast, right? Like, and the funniest part of the whole—it's really not funny because it's pedophilia, but you know.
Peculiar.
It's kind of funny. Is that the people who work at the airstrip in Little St. James have known about this forever, but he tipped so well and he paid them so well that they were like, you know, we don't have an economy. You know, we don't have jobs. Like, he's kind of all we have. And that he would have the girls, and we're talking about like 15, 16, 17 year olds.
Yeah, and they were
like,
very...
we're all adults. We're not talking about 5-year olds.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But they were very willing to
wear college sweatshirts. God.
Yeah, they were very willing to look the other way because, you know, he is the economy down there.
Yeah. Man, so this is like we basically had an Eyes Wide Shut scene that was getting ready to blow up. Finally, for once, we were going to get the goods on everything, and then it all ended on Saturday.
Somebody had to go, Corby.
That's the thing. When you get involved in something like this, somebody has to go at the end of it. So I don't know. I'm crestfallen. I'm bummed out.
I am too, man.
I really wanted him on the stand, you know?
Yes.
Because I feel like I'm going crazy, but I need someone to supply me with a theory that is not like just complete insanity. Just one theory. Like, does anybody have anything?
Well, just stay tuned. Like, Bill Barr's on top of this, and according to him, heads are going to roll.
Okay.
We should have started the Protect Jeb movement.
Not good. That's all lip service, buddy.
All right, we got to go. I'm sorry, Jake. Go take care of your baby and your dog.
And your bottom.
And your bottom.
Especially your bottom.
I'm going to do all three of those things.
All right, thanks, brother. There he goes.
All right, later, dude.
The saddest man in the Metroplex.
Yep.
Jake Kemp.
I'm right there with you. I feel you, pal.
All right, let's get into a guy that has made news today for other reasons that has had quite the circuitous path.